It's coming up for 5:07. It's that time on a Wednesday when we talk about minding your money. Today we do it in the company of Samke Mhlongo. And the focus, I suppose, is the Reserve Bank will host its second Monetary Policy Committee meeting for the year. The majority of economists polled are saying, brace yourself, a 25 basis points increase. Nobody is saying no increase or a reduction. So debt very much on people's minds. And Samke joins us now with some ideas, Samke, that you have on how, although people are very debt averse, there might be some strategies in which you could take on a bit of debt to try and get out of bigger problems. A very good afternoon to you. I believe you've got three strategies. What's the first one?
The first one, John, is that many people don't actually know how to use a credit card to their advantage. I mean, the latest TransUnion data shows that we've had a 40% increase year on year in quarter four of last year of new credit card accounts, showing that people are really struggling to manage their finances. They're relying more and more on credit cards. And let me tell you something. Credit cards offer you a 0% funding for up to 45 days because you've got the 30 days from when you make your transaction to the end of the month. And then you've got the 15 days between the end of your statement run and the payment date. So you've got 45 days where you have 0% interest-free funding, only, of course, if you repay the full amount due. So if you're sitting with a credit card facility that you can pay guaranteed in 45 days or by the payment date, then you've got that 0% that you can get that funding at before you go and look for a personal loan. That's strategy number one.
Right.
Strategy number two, which I know a lot of SMEs and gig workers will like, is your invoice-backed loans. John, many people don't realize that just because as an SME or a gig worker, economy worker, or a freelancer, it's so difficult to get a loan, a traditional loan from the bank. There are actually small and medium enterprise finances that will give you a loan on the back of your invoice. Now, this is different to your invoice factoring, where you actually sell your invoice to the lender at an upfront discount. With the invoice-backed loan, you get a loan at 3, 6, 9, 12 months, up to 5 million rand, where they give you that loan on the back of that invoice. You still collect the money from your customers. And guess what? You're in control, because the sooner Indeed. You repay it by collecting that money, you know, the less interest you're paying. Whereas with invoice factoring or selling off your debtor's book, you're actually taking that discount upfront, where if you're collecting that money sooner, you don't have to be giving up that discount, right? So many people don't know about the invoice-backed loan option.
So there's some two good tips there. Before we get your third, well, let's get your third one first, and then you can rank them. Tell us which one you think is the best strategy.
Perfect. And then finally, John, this is a very well-kept secret, I guess. And not many people know that you can actually use your savings and your investments as collateral. We, you know, are quite familiar with the fact that you can use your share investments, your listed share investments, as collateral for a loan by taking out a share-backed loan. And, you know, we know terms such as margin call, where the security falls below a certain level and you need to put money in. But you can literally get a loan using your fixed deposit as the collateral. And this makes sense in instances where you are in a particularly long fix. Let's say you've just put money in and you fixed for 5 years. You are a year into that fix. The breaking of that fix will cost you more than the interest you will pay in the loan. Okay. And it's very important to notice this, that the breaking the fix, the fee or the penalty fee associated with breaking that fix will be more than the interest you'll pay in this loan. Then you can it makes sense for you to take that loan, repay it back, because the wealth destruction in taking out the loan is less than the penalty fee you'd pay in breaking your fix. So you can literally use cash as collateral for a cash loan. And for those of us who are sophisticated enough to be playing in the crypto market, you can actually borrow money internationally from a lender that is on the blockchain. Now, the attraction here is that you're getting interest rates that are global. So you can borrow from a low interest rate, a lender in a low interest rate market, and the average is about 3 to 6%. Of course, I must give that caveat that you run the risk of the volatility of your security. We know that cryptos are very volatile. They're not regulated or licensed. But if you are someone that is already playing in that space, the attraction there with decentralized finance is that you can literally borrow from anywhere in the world, which is currently not allowed in terms of South Africans borrowing, or rather that's lending money internationally. But you can borrow internationally, but obviously then you'd need to be earning internationally. You'd have to have the international credit profiling, et cetera, et cetera.
Thank you so much. Samke Mhlongo, certified financial planner. Debt, most people try to avoid it, but she's got some ideas there. You can use debt effectively during an inflationary environment. Very interesting ideas indeed.